The second Bava in the Mishnah, Daf Tzadites Amid Beis, talks about the Chi of Haseba. That there's a mitzvah for Kol Ish V'Ishmi Yisrael, even an Oni, even a poor person, to do Haseba on the Seder night. To eat the matzah, to drink the Dalet Kosos when he's leaning to the left side. We started discussing last time the famous Shita of the Rav Yah, that Bizman Azeh, that Haseba doesn't really demonstrate Cheirus, then perhaps people shouldn't be chayiv in it. The Rav Yoh wants to say there's no mitzvah Haseba Bizman Azeh at all, because the goal of Haseba is to demonstrate Cheirus, to demonstrate that one is a Ben Chorin. So if you live in a time when reclining while eating, it doesn't demonstrate Cheirus. If anything, as the Bach says, you know, it demonstrates Choli. If someone is sick, it reclines. So why should we have to recline when eating at the Seder? There's no purpose to it because it doesn't demonstrate Cheirus. That's the sheet of the Rav Yoh. We pointed out that the Beis Yosef writes that most Rishonim argue with the Rav Yoh. Most Rishonim assume that even Bizman Hazeh is a chiyuv to do Haseba. The Rav Yoh is a Das Yechidah. The Hagos Maimoni already points out that he's a Yechidah. The Beis Yosef says most argue. The Bach says most argue. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that Yochin Mokom Moshavo, you should prepare a place to be able to do Haseba. Clearly the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tofayin Beis Sif Aleph assumes that even Bizman Hazeh there's a mitzvah to do Haseba at the Seder. So the question is why? Why should there be a mitzvah if it's not Derech Eiris? So what's the inyan to do Haseba Bizman Hazeh? So he pointed out that the Aruch HaShulchan wants to suggest that maybe it's not a mitzvah Haseba, maybe Bizman Hazeh there's a totally different purpose, and that is that we do Shinuyim, we do actions at the Seder to do strange things, kedesh yishlu hatinokos, so that the children will ask. So zok the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe Haseba is the same. Just like we were mechalek kloyos vegoz, and we give out the nuts and candies, and we dip the karpas. We do different things that are strange. We're okeres HaShulchan. The lashon of the Rambam is that we're okeres HaShulchan based on the Gemara. We don't do that, but in the Rishonim there are many different shinuyim that we're doing. Chotfin matzah zemizah. So perhaps that's the purpose of the Haseba. It's not the regular din of Haseba. It's not because of Derech Eretz, but Fakeret. It's something strange. So if it's something strange, it'll get the Tinokos to ask. We were troubled with this idea of the Aruch HaShulchan, because from the Beis Yosef, you get the impression that those who argue with the Rav Yoh claim that the original mitzvah of Haseba still is betokfo. It still applies. It's not that there's a new halacha. The mitzvah Haseba is gone, but there's a new halacha to do shinuyim. But rather, the original mitzvah Haseba is there. So, how can we explain the shittas if you hold that the chiyuv Haseba still lives and there's no derech eretz? So, what are you accomplishing? So, we wanted to suggest bipshuto a second approach, and that is that maybe Chazal were misakin below plug that you should do Haseba. Sometimes Chazal make a takana, and they put the tam of the takana as part of the takana. So if the tam is batal, batla tamata, batal tamatakana, batla atakana. Sometimes Chazal don't make a takana below plug. They don't make a gzera below plug. So if they don't, then it's all a function of the tam. If the tam no longer applies, then the gzera, the takana, are not going to apply anymore. But sometimes Chazal make a gzera below plug. Sometimes they'll make a takana below plug. Right? Gzera is below sase, b'shevi al tasa, and takona sa b'kum vase. Sometimes Chazal make a takona b'kum vase. So they said, we want you to do this mitzvah, we want you to do this action. So if Chazal make the takona below plug, then even if the tam takona no longer applies, the takona will still apply. So maybe that's the case over here. Chazal said that one should do a seba at the Leil HaSeder, because it shows cheres, that is the tam takona, but even though the tam is batel, Chazal still want us to eat in that fashion, to eat and to drink the Derech HaSeba. So even though the Tam HaTakon is batel, the Etzem HaTakon is still there, the original Takon is there. This is not a new idea of Shinuyim. No, the original Mitzvah HaSeba still is there. It's just the Tam HaDavid doesn't apply. That doesn't necessarily mean that the Takon itself doesn't apply. This is one possible answer that you can give, even if you assume that the Chokim on the Rav Yoh claim that the mitzvah Haseba still is here. It's not a totally new halacha, but the original mitzvah Haseba still is here. But I think we can suggest two other perushim, two other approaches to explain this sheet of the Cholkim on the Rav Yoh. How can the Cholkim on the Rav Yoh claim that the mitzvah Haseba still is here if it doesn't demonstrate a derech eretz bizman hazeh? Rabbi Woman in a sefer Oros HaPesach in Simen Lamed Beis, he suggests the following idea, very beautiful idea, which I've heard in different contexts, that perhaps there are two dinim in the mitzvah of Haseba. We think Haseba is about demonstrating cheres bizman hazeh, right? The Chazal want us to eat as B'nai Chorin, so however B'nai Chorin eat bizman hazeh, that's the way that you have to eat at the Seder. That's the way we feel that the mitzvah of Haseba plays out. But perhaps there are tzvei dinim in the mitzvah of Haseba. Maybe aside from demonstrating cheres nowadays, from demonstrating that we are B'nai Chorin, maybe part of Haseba is to be a zecher to what they did at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Medrash says in Parashas B'Shalach, this is on page 2 in the handout. Medrash says, Vayasev Elokim Es Ha'om, Mikan Amru Rabboseinu, Afilu Anu Shebi Yisrael Lo Yochel Ad Sheyosef, Shekach Osolem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemer Vayasev Elokim. It's a very strange drasha. Pasuk in Parashas B'Shalach is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, B'Sibuv, he didn't take them directly into Eretz Yisrael, but he took them around. So the Medrash has a play on words. It interprets the word Vayasev to mean Haseba. That's not really what the word means in the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's a drasha that Chazal say that even an Oni Shebi Yisrael has to do Haseba on the Seder night, because Kach Osalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Bnei Yisrael do Haseba. Vayasev Elokim. It's a very, very interesting drasha. But the emphasis is the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah echoes the same drasha. It doesn't appear once in the Medrash Rabbah, it appears twice. Vayasev Elokim Esa'om Derech HaMidbar Mahu Vayasev, says the Medrash, Sheherbitzam Kederech HaMalochim Revutzen Al Mitosein. He made them crouch like the Malochim, he made them lie down like the Malochim, Revutzen Al Mitosein, lying on their beds. Presumably lying on their beds as they're eating, not when they're sleeping, but when they're eating. Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael revutzim al mitoseim, that they did Haseba. Now clearly they didn't do Haseba when they were leaving Mitzrayim, they went out b'chipazon, they went out in a haste. So when they ate the matzah and the mor, at that point in time, when they ate the Karban Pesach, they probably were not doing Haseba. Because it wasn't Shaya, they were eating quickly, so I'm not sure that they did Haseba then. But in the Midbar, they ate b'Haseba. They ate benachas. There was no one giving them a lachatz. The mitzvim were not forcing them to work at that point in time. So they were able to act as b'nei chorin. That's what the Medrash is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He made them b'nei chorin. And now as b'nei chorin, they were able to eat be'er seba. When they were in Mitzrayim, they couldn't eat be'er seba because there was such a lachatz. The mitzvim were pushing them to work. Bricks, 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 more bricks. But when they got out into the midburn, they were benachas. So then they were able to eat be'er seba. So that's what it means. Vayasev Elokim Esa'om. Kadosh Baruch Hu enabled Klal Yisrael to eat Be'er Seba. He made them into B'nai Chorin. It sounds like the mitzvah of Haseba involves a Zecher L'Cheiros of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When Rashi and the Rashbam say that Haseba is Zecher L'Cheiros B'mita V'yal HaShulchan, it doesn't sound like Rashi and Rashbam mean zecher to the cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It means a zecher to the fact that we're B'nai Chorin. Meaning right now we're demonstrating that we're B'nai Chorin. That's what it sounds like. But this kind of zecher l'cheres that the Medrash is alluding to is a different type of zecher l'cheres. It's not that we're trying to act as B'nai Chorin on the Seder night. We're trying to act in a way that B'nai Chorin would act. But rather, we have to act in the way that Klal Yisrael acted when they left Mitzrayim. It's a zecher to what they did when they left Mitzrayim. We find that in Tanakh, in multiple places, the Psukim and Rashi, the Chazal, point out that the way that they ate was Be'Haseba. Rashi and Parshas told us, when Yaakov Avinu says to Yitzhak, Kumna Shiva, he asks Yitzhak, Kumna, please get up, Ushiva, and sit down. What's he getting up to sit down? Well, what does that mean? The answer is Yitzhak was sitting somewhere. And Yaakovina was saying, please get up from the chair and come to the mita. That's where they would eat. They would eat by the mita. Rashi says that they would eat lying down. So he was asking him to come lie down. We know that in the Megillah, it says, Mito zav v'chesef al ritzpas bahat v'shesh. Right? Achashverosh made a big suda, and they were mitos of Zohar and Chesef. What were the mitos for? So the Mefarshim explained. That's the way they would eat. They would eat on the mitos. So they had the mitos in order to eat. It was a grand celebration, a grand suda, with a lot of eating and drinking. It was a mitos Zohar v'chesef. There are many other references throughout Tanakh that Chazal point out, that they used to eat Be'aseba, they would eat while lying down. So that's what the Medrash is saying. Medrash is saying that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them into Bnei Charan, he enabled them to eat Be'aseba, not as Avodah, but rather as Bnei Charan. So we have to eat Be'aseba on the Leil HaSeder as a zecher to what Klal Yisrael did when they left Mitzrayim. Not because we have to act as Bnei Charan. We are demonstrating that we are Bnei Charan. But rather it's a zecher to times of old. It's a zecher to what Klal Yisrael did when they left Mitzrayim. We find a similar idea that there are other actions that we do at the Seder night to reenact Yitzias Mitzrayim, so to speak. That we're not doing something in our own time and place, in our own Dalet Amos, but rather we're doing things to reenact Yitzias Mitzrayim. What am I referring to? It's a very interesting halacha that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch have. The Torah writes, and Siman Tofai and Gimel. This is on page 5 in the handout. V'yivatzenu l'shnayim v'yitin chetzi l'echem min ha-mesubin l'shamer l'afikoma. We do yachatz, we cut the matzah into two, and we save part of it for the afikoma. Says the Torah, v'nos noso tachas ha-mapa, zechel misharosam tziros besimlosam. You put the afikoma, tachas ha-mapa, they put it under the tablecloth, it sounds like, right? So we normally have a zekel. We have like a little bag. Right? People make a lot of money manufacturing these bags, right? Right? We have a beautiful bag that we put the afikoman in. But what's the point, right? The point is to have a nice bag that you can give a chassan a nice gift. You give him a pillow cover and an afikoman zekel and whatever. That's not the goal. The goal is mamash halach in the Torah. We put a tachas hamapa. It's like the Tachas HaMapa, as a zecher to Misharosam Tziroz B'Simosam Al Shechmam. The Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they put the pieces of the matzah and the mar, they put that into Simlosam, they put it in like a bag, into their garments. They treated it with a sense of chashivas. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and Tofai and Gimel, quotes this halacha. Quote of the tour. We put a tachas hamapa. Adds the Mogen Avraham and Sivkon Chav Beis. V'yeshenos nosa al kisfeim zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Some people put it on their backs. Not only do they put a tachas hamapa as a zeichel to misharosam tziros b'sim osam, but you forgot the end of the pasuk. Al shechmam. They put it on their shoulders when they left Mitzrayim. So comes the Mogen Avraham and says there are some who go so far. Some actually put it over their backs too. Right, the minig of the Sfardim, I think, is to put it over their backs. I think some of them walk around the table even. It's not the minig in my family, but I've heard people have that minig that they put the afikoman on their backs and they walk around the table as if they're leaving Mitzrayim. A reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's not such a far thing to say Haseba is a Zeicha L'Cheres. It's a reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There really are Tzvei Dinim over here. Haseba really is coming to accomplish two things. First of all, it's coming to demonstrate a Derech Eres. Right? As the Rambam says, it's coming to demonstrate a Derech Eres. Ki'ilu anachnu yotzanu mi-Mitzrayim, as if we are leaving Mitzrayim. So if we're leaving Mitzrayim, then we should act as Bnei Chorin. But secondly, it's also a Zeicha Yetzias Mitzrayim to reenact Yetzias Mitzrayim. That when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they put the matzah and the mor in their smolos, they put them in the bags, and we carry them, we put a tachas hamapa, we carry it around, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu enabled them to eat Be'aseba. So as the Medrash says, Kanamu Raboseinu, that's why Chazal say that you have to do Haseba. Why? Because since Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar ate Be'aseba, they ate as Bnei Chorin, so we have to do Haseba as a zecher to what they did when they left Mitzrayim. According to this approach, we can explain the Cholkim on the Ravya. Avada, even the Cholkim agree that the first din of Haseba doesn't apply Bezman Hazeh. First din of Haseba that that we have to feel as if we're leaving Mitzrayim, so we should act as B'nai Chorin, and Haseb is part of acting as B'nai Chorin, obviously that doesn't apply, because it doesn't demonstrate Chayrus nowadays. That's what a Choler would do. So that's that part of Haseb doesn't apply. The Rav Yo holds that there's only one din. One din in the mitzvah Haseb. There's only one din, just that we should appear as if we're B'nai Chorin. The whole idea of the mitzvah Haseb, according to Rav Yo, is to demonstrate Chayrus. It's one din. He's not a brisker, the Rav Yo, right? He doesn't have tzvei dinim. It's one halacha. So it's one halacha, and nowadays it doesn't demonstrate chayrus. So then obviously, Haseba doesn't apply. That's what the Rav Yo says. Efshem and Kenzog and the Cholkim on the Rav Yo disagree. We can say perhaps the Cholkim on the Rav Yo hold there are two dinim. Aside from demonstrating chayrus, there's another halacha that it's zeichelitzias Mitzrayim, that we have to do actions that are similar, that are a reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not that we're demonstrating our own cheres, but it's a reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a new halacha that the Cholkim on the Rav Yo hold exists. So if a Seba is both halachas, both to demonstrate cheres and to reenact Yetzias Mitzrayim, so even if the first halacha doesn't apply, L'kulei Alma doesn't apply. But if there's a second halacha in the mitzvah Haseba, so that second halacha will require us to eat Haseba, to drink Haseba, even if nowadays it doesn't demonstrate a derech eres. Okay, this is another approach that we can suggest for the Cholkim on the Rav Yo. Okay, not that, it's just a halacha. The halacha exists even if the tam of the halacha doesn't apply. No, there is a tam. It's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So even if the element of Haseba to act as B'nai Chorin, that doesn't apply B'zman HaZeh because it's not a Derech Chayrus, but the reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim still does apply, so that's why there's a Chiyuv to eat B'Haseba even B'zman HaZeh. Questions? Okay, one final approach.
Rabbi,
yes? Jacob?
Should we say that, so going back to the Bach, when he says he kind of splits the difference, he says it's not that you need to do it, but it's not necessarily bad, like maybe the Rav Yo would say, how would he fit in here? Would he... Can we say that maybe he views also there's tzvei dinim maybe in Haseba, and therefore maybe although it's not relevant today, he should still do it? But it sounds like if he were to say there's this other din, why would he only say you can do it? It should sound like he would say you need to do it.
That's a very good question. So actually, I think the Bach is the mafteach for the fourth and final pshat. Okay, so far we've given three approaches to what the Cholkim on the Rav Yo hold. Either they hold is a new halacha that's unrelated to the mitzvah Haseba, or we suggested two approaches that they can still be mekayim the mitzvah Haseba. They can say the mitzvah Haseba still exists, but either they claim that the Tama Takana doesn't govern the actual Takana, or they say that there are tzvei dinim in the mitzvah. I think there's another approach that we can suggest, but before we do that, let me take Binyamin Simen's question.
Rabbi, according to the Rambam, what he holds to me derabbanan now, because he says derech eres, but this is only within zecher.
Right.
So how would that work out with the Rambam?
I think you're right. I think if you say this approach within the Rambam, you would have to say that the Rambam's kiyum daraisa doesn't apply bizman hazeh. It still is a mitzvah, but there would be no kiyum daraisa if you put the two together. The Rambam's not beholden to this. In fact, when we quote the Bach, I'm going to show you that the Rambam is very similar to the Bach, so it could be that this third approach is not working with the Rambam. We'll see. So what's the final approach? Let's see what the final approach is. What did the Bach say? The Bach, as Jacob was quoting, the Bach says that Haseba nowadays sort of gives people the impression that you're a Chola, Chalila, right? That's what Cholim do. Cholim li. Let's see the Lashon of the Bach. Bach says, "Gam shar mechabrim, kach kosu b'shmo gam shar mechabrim." Umashma midvarav from the Rav Yo, it sounds like the af be'aseba havel idera chashivas v'cheres. Ela mipneisha aseba havi lefa'omim derecholim hilka chishiva kedarko havi derecheres la'olam. It's not that the Bach claims that Haseba is not a derecheres; it is a derecheres, but it's also a derecholim. Right? Cholim do this, but it's not like it's not a derech eres. Ulekach ein tzorech lahosef. Yeshiva kedarka is a derech eres la'olam. You don't have to do a seba. Avalim rotza lahosef shaper dami. Bach is straddling both sides of the fence, right? He's walking a fine line. He's saying it's not like it's osa to do a seba, like some other shitas that we quoted claimed. Right? The Maril, others, perhaps, right? It's not that it's inappropriate to do Hesed, but the Bach says you can do it, but it is a Derech Olam, right? It's a Derech Olam, so you don't really have to do Hesed b'Bizman Hazeh, because I guess he means it's more of a Derech Olam than a Derech B'nei Chori. The Bach says, look, if someone is not a chole and he does a seba, it definitely demonstrates a cheres. There's no ever that would do a seba. So claims the Bach, even though maybe a seba b'zman hazeh is more of a derech cholim than a derech menechorim, it's not like it's not a derech menechorim. So therefore, if you want to do a seba, matov, you can do a seba. It's not a problem. The be'eno chole vada yora al derech cheres. Says the Bach, v'ochi nog lechatchila lasos a seba, comes the Bach and says, and that's why lechatchila we do a seba, that's the minig, like the cholkim against the Rav Yoh, that we do a seba al kolponim in our places as well. What's the Bach saying? He brings his chiddush that you can do a seba, this heter to do a seba bizman hazeh, this chiddush that he says is not inappropriate to do a seba, he connects that to the cholkim. He says the fact that Heseba could be a derech cheres, because be'eno choletz yora on cheres, hachinog lechatchila, that taka, the cholkim on the Rav Yoh say, that bizman hazeh we have to do Heseba as well. What's his point? L'chora, what the Bach is saying, is that even if it's not a derech cheres to do Heseba bizman hazeh, right, it's not as much of a derech cheres as sitting normally, but for an eino chola, it is a derech cheres. And because for an eino chola, it is a derech cheres, maybe that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not just to act as a ben chorin, to demonstrate cheres in the way that you eat and drink, but rather to exaggerate the cheres. Maybe the mitzvah of Heseba is not just to act as a ben chorin, but kach tiknu chachamim, that one should even exaggerate the derech cheres that you're doing. So comes the Bach and says that even though it is a derech of cholim, and maybe even bizman hazeh yeshiva kedarka is more of a derech cheres, but the fact is you can do a seba because for an eino chole it is a derech cheres. So because for an eino chole it is a derech cheres, it's not like it's a stira to cheres, and that's why we're noeg lechatchila to do a seba even bizman hazeh, because itaka is a derech cheres. Just most people wouldn't do that, and maybe that's what the mitzvah of seba is all about. It's about being mare derech cheres, showing a derech cheres, like the lashon of the Rambam, laharos es atzmo, to demonstrate cheres, and maybe even to exaggerate the cheres, to act more as a ben chorin than you normally would act kolashon akula. I saw Rav Sternbach in his Mordim Uzmanim in Chelek Vav Simin Kuf Pei Dalid. He suggests such an idea, and he says it's meduyek like this in the Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis. Look at the Rambam. He seems to imply that that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Heseba is really to exaggerate the sense of cheres. How so? What does the Rambam say in Perash HaMishnayis? We saw the beginning of the Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis when he talks about the issa to eat samach lemincha on Erev Pesach. But now the Rambam adds, v'chivanu lechol beheseba kedei sheyochal kederach shehamalochim vehagdolim ochlim ad sheyeh derech cheres. The Rambam says, why do we have to eat beheseba? So that we'll eat like Molochim and Gedolim, like kings and princes who eat so that it'll be Derech Cheres. What kind of a strange notion is this? What, the Chachamim say that we have to eat Beseba, that we should eat like kings and Gedolim? But we're not kings and Gedolim. We're not Molochim, we're not Gedolim, we're Choshev a people, but we're Pasha a people. So what kind of a mitzvah is this? The Rambam should have said, Chazalim is saking that we have to eat and drink Beseba because Kach Derech B'nei Chorin. That's not what he says. He says, we have to eat Be'eseba like the Melochim and the Gedolim eat. What kind of a strange idea is that? Melochim eat on fancy chairs, right? Maybe they bring their throne to the table, I don't know. But they certainly eat on fancy chairs, very, cushioned chairs, fancy cushions and fancy adornments and everything. Is that what we have to do? We have to do a minig Melochim? We have to sit on the kinds of chairs that the Melochim sit on? So apparently that's the idea. The idea of Heseba is to exaggerate the cheres. To change from the normal way that we eat during the year. Obviously to do at least what we're doing during the year. Right? To demonstrate a derech cheres at least the way that we do during the year. but actually to do more than that. To do more than that. In fact, the Kamash Malon that we have in the Mishnah that the Oni has to do has Seba. The Kamash Malon that even if it's not normal for him to do it, he still is chayev to do it. That's not just a Kamash Malon that teaches me a Chiddush Legabe Oni. Maybe that Gufa is the whole point of the mitzvah. Maybe that's why that Bava of the Mishnah appears, this Chiddush of the Mishnah appears. The Mishnah is teaching me a Chiddush Legabe Oni, not just because we're trying to say that the Oni is also chayev to eat Be'er Seba. No, but from the Halacha of the Oni, we see Gufa, the very essence of what Seba is all about. It's about exaggerating, even if it's not normal for you. Even if it's not completely normal for you. But that's what Seba is all about, to exaggerate the Chayrus. So no one's going to say that, you know, we have to sit on the chairs of the Malachim, we have to go out and buy expensive chairs to sit on like the kings and the queens and the princes sit on, right? But at least Karva Kesis, right? The Iker Mitzvah really is to sit like the B'nai Malachim, but we're not going to go so far. Azoy Vait, we don't have to go. But at least B'Karva Kesis, that's the whole mocker for Karamuxosis. We should at least sit B'Karva Kesis. Aye, but no one does that. No one leans on the Karva Kesis. No, but the point of the mitzvah of Haseba is to exaggerate the Cheres. So if the point is to exaggerate the Cheres, so then it makes sense that even if people are not leaning on the Karva Kesis, maybe there is an inyan to do that, Bizman Hazeh. That's what the Bach has in mind. The Bach is saying, it's true, most people that we see that are eating Be'er Seba, they're cholim, they're not B'nai Chorim. But it's not completely... It wouldn't be that someone would say it's not a derech eretz. Someone would say, okay, you know, he's leaning down. So it's not what most people do, but it does demonstrate a cheres. It's a freedom, right? It's certainly a freedom. So comes the Bach and says that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to exaggerate the cheres, like the Rambam has. So that's why the Bach says if you want to do it, it's not inappropriate. First of all, it's not inappropriate to do, because the point of Haseba is to exaggerate the cheres. What's more, even Bizman Hazeh, that it's no longer a derech eretz, there still might be a value to doing it. The Rav Yoh says the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Haseba is to demonstrate the cheres. So if Haseba doesn't demonstrate cheres, if most people don't eat this way, so then it's not a derech eretz, there's nothing to talk about. But the Cholkem and the Rav Yoh could claim that it doesn't matter that it's not really a derech eretz Bizman Hazeh, even if most people are not eating this way, but the mitzvah of Haseba is to exaggerate the cheres. So that's the whole mitzvah, then it makes sense that even Bizman Hazeh, that most people are not eating Be'er Seba, but we should still eat Be'er Seba on the Seder night to exaggerate the Cheres. This idea might be alluded to in the Maral in Gvuras Hashem. In the last Maral Malkam in the packet, on page 7, the Maral says like this, Avi ho'ezi posik the Bizman Hazeh ba'artzos, the Maral says, quoting from the Rav Yoh, that you don't have to do a seba. He doesn't say ain lahosev. He says ain otzarech. You don't have to do a seba. But he says even what the Rav Yoh says is a pelo, that you don't have to do a seba. Fakert. He says of course you should have chayv. V'divrei tmiyahin. The Pele, he says, why? The Mabakach she'ein meisav kol hashana ve'ein marech cheres ba'atzmo. What does it matter that he does not meisav kol hashana? He doesn't recline when he eats the entire year. Ve'ein marech cheres ba'atzmo. This is not a way, right? He doesn't demonstrate the cheres ba'atzmo. What does it matter that the person doesn't recline when he's eating and he's not demonstrating cheres ba'atzmo? But on the Seder night, he has to be Mara Ba'atzmo, that he's a Ben Chorin. Listen carefully to what he says. We normally don't do a Seder the whole year. Fek the Maral, what does it matter that he's not Mesa Kol Hashana and he's not Mara Cheres Ba'atzmo? He's not Mara Cheres Ba'atzmo. He should have said, what does it matter that he doesn't do a Seder a whole year and therefore Haseba doesn't demonstrate Cheres? He doesn't say that. He clearly implies that Haseba would demonstrate Cheres, but people just don't do that. They don't recline. They just don't sit that way. It's not that it wouldn't demonstrate Cheres, it would, but people just don't eat like that. Zok the Maral, what does it matter that he doesn't demonstrate Cheres kol hashana kula, but on the Leil HaSeder, he's mechuyev to demonstrate Cheres. Ulefikach tzarech la'asev, avagav shekol hashana, ein ha'meisev, ein ha'mar ha'cheres. B'layla Zachayim. A whole year he's not being Masev. He's not demonstrating the Cheres. But on the Leil HaSeder, he has to demonstrate Cheres. The Maral clearly is assuming that one can demonstrate Cheres on the Seder night by doing a Seba, even if during the year no one does it. That's exactly the point. That the point on the Seder night is to exaggerate the Cheres, to demonstrate Cheres even in a way that you ordinarily would not, even in a way that most Bechorim would normally not eat. To exaggerate the Cheres, like the Rabbi in Parasha Mishnah is like the Bach, that's the idea. Seba is coming to exaggerate the Cheres. And maybe the Rambam, even in the Yad HaChazaka, agrees. The Rambam in the Yad could be going with the Rambam in Parashah Mishnayos. So if that's the case, then we can understand, again, we can understand the line of the Bach, that one is allowed to do a Seba, it's not inappropriate, it is Mara Cheres, it's just, it's not the way most people eat during the year, but it still would be Mara Cheres on the Seder night. And secondly, we can explain the Chokim on the Rav Yoh, who assume that Bezman HaZeh, the Taka is a Chiyuv to do HaSeba at the Seder. Even if it's not the way that people eat during the year, it's not really a Derech Cheres during the year, but the reality is, if you do it, it is Mara Cheres. Right? It's not the way that Bnei Chorin eat, but it is Mara Cheres. And on the Seder night, one is Mechiv to exaggerate the Cheres, to really demonstrate that one is a Ben Chorin, so therefore there's a Chiyuv to do HaSeba on the Seder night. Okay, this is the fourth and final approach of the Chokim on the Rav Yoh, who assume that there is a Chiyuv to do HaSeba on the Seder, even though most people don't eat like that the rest of the year. Mori Blah.
The Bach making a low plug, or would you say that someone that's a Chola wouldn't lean? Like, for nowadays, it says because of Shamsa's Corona. So would the Bach say he shouldn't lean because that wouldn't be Derech Cheres if he's actually a Chola?
Well, if the Chola, you're saying the Chola doesn't have to lie down. I think the Bach is assuming someone who has to lie down is lying down, right? So if a person is a Chola, but, you know, he can sit up to eat, so his lying down at the table doesn't make him look like a Chola. The Bach is talking about a Chole who's in a sick bed, meaning he's lying down in the bed. Everyone who looks at him says, he's sick, that's why he's in bed. But if he's lying at the table, so he doesn't look like a Chole. He might be a Chole, but lying at the table doesn't give people the impression that he's a Chole. So I think for him, if he's healthy enough to be at the Seder, right? If he's healthy enough to be at the Seder, it's just, you know, he's nursing a sickness. He's trying to get out of it, but he doesn't feel, you know, completely incapacitated that he has to be in bed. So I think for him, it's also appropriate to do a seima. But no one would say that for him. I mean, manufshach, if he's in bed, he's potter from eating matzah and mar, right? And that's what the Bach is talking about. That someone who's lying in bed. So people say, oh, of course he's lying because he's a cholin, not because he's a ben chorin. You know. So, but if he's well enough to come to the table, so then I think there might be room for him to do a seima as well. Okay, this concludes our discussion of Heseba for now. We're going to get back to Heseba in a major way on Daf Kuf Ches. But we're not here to do it as a topic. I want to do it as a sugya. As Heseba comes up in the parak, we have to do every part of the mitzvah. There's so much more to talk about. We're going to get to it in Mitzvah Shem. When we get to Kuf Ches, we'll see some of the other sugyas that relate to the mitzvah of Heseba. Okay, let's move on to the final sugya. The final sugya of the Mishnah, the final bava of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? V'lo yifchasu lo me'ar b'koso shal yayin v'afilu min atamchoy. Okay, this is the third section of the Mishnah. V'lo yifchasu lo me'ar b'koso shal yayin v'afilu min atamchoy. I'm not even sure how to translate it. It's a big machlokes rishonim. Right, what does this mean? What are the two possibilities? So either it means that the gaboy tztaka shouldn't give an ani less than dalet koso shel yayin, or the ani shouldn't drink fewer than dalet koso shel yayin. Right? Either the subject of this statement is the gaboy tztaka, or the subject of the statement is the ani himself. Either it's a hemshich of the previous line of the Mishnah. Mishnah says afilu ani should be Yisrael. And now, either it's a hemshech of the second line of the Mishnah talking about the Ani himself, or no, the second line talks about the Ani, and then the third line talks about the Gabay Tztaka. So which one is it? So comes the Rashbam and says, The Gabbai Tzedaka shouldn't give him less than Dalit Kosas. What's the Rashbam saying? We find in the Mishnah in Peah, Ein Pochasin. V'lo yifchasu lo is like Ein Pochasin la'ani. Who's the Pochasin going on? The Gabbai Tzedaka. So just like in the Mishnah in Peah, Pochasin is going on the Gabbai Tzedaka, v'lo yifchasu in the Mishnah is also going on the Gabbai Tzedaka. That's l'chore what the Rashbam is saying. It's not just a chiv and a gabbai tzedaka, the ani also has a chiv to have dalikosas. And the chiddush is the ani has a chiv even to be mechazer al psachim, even to collect tzedaka in order to get the dalikosas. It's normal. He's just saying that the derech ha'olam is that the gabbai tzedaka are going to provide arbakosas for the ani, and so that's why it picks on the Gabbai Tzedaka. The Sidran Mefurish Lefaneinu, and the Seder of the Dalit Kosas, we'll see, he quotes from the Medrash, the Dalit Lashon Shagaula, the Yerushalmi. Good. So the Rashbam says, V'lo yivchasu lo me'arba kosas shalyan, is referring to the Gabbai Tzedaka. But, Milsag Avorcha Kamashmalon, the Rashbam also adds that the Ani is Mechuyiv to get the Dalit Kosas. If the Gabbai Tzedaka don't give him anything, then he has to be Mechazer al Psachim, he has to actually get stock, collect stock in order to have the dalakosas. This is the perish that Tosfos likes as well. Lo yifchasu lo, says Tosfos, perish Rashbam gabay tzedaka. The line v'lo yifchasu lo is referring to the gabay tzedaka. Says Tosfos v'goras lo yifchasu. Notice the girsa of Tosfos is lo yifchasu, not v'lo yifchasu, but lo yifchasu. What's the significance of that? To be goris without the vav? So the Bach in Oz Dalid fills us in. Perish hashta dereisha koy al atzmo shelo yochal at shetachshav at sheyosev v'yasef a koya gaboy itztaka lo gasinan v'lo yifchasu ela lo below vav. There are three bavas to the Mishnah. The first two bavas are talking about the individual himself. Lo yochal adam at shetachshav lo yochal at sheyosev. So if the third bav is tumak gaboy tzedaka, you can't say vilo yifchasu, because vilo sounds like it's a tosefes. It's talking about the individual himself. So comes Tosefes and says, the girsa must be lo yifchasu, according to the Rashbam. Interestingly enough, the Rashbam did not have that girsa. Rashbam was goris vilo yifchasu. So apparently the Rashbam didn't think that that was compelling. But the Tosefes adds this. That was Tosfos Girsa, lo yifchasu instead of vilo yifchasu. And he says it's mocher because it's going on the Gabbai Tzedaka, it's not going on the person himself. What's more, says Tosfos, v'chein nira midlo katani, lo yifchos, lo shon yochid. It says v'lo yifchasu, in plural. Who's the plural? The individual is the individual. Lo yochal ad sheyosef, lo yochal adam ad sheyosef. What's it saying, v'lo yifchasu? Oh, I'm sorry, what's it saying, lo yifchasu? Lo yifchasus. It says Tosfos, if it doesn't say lo yifchos, b'loshen yochid, obviously it's talking about gaboy tzedaka, the plural, not the individual himself. So Tosfos is convinced this bav is referring to the gaboy tzedaka. V'leka l'meimah di yifchasu adalit kosos koi. There is a third possibility, that it's not talking about gaboy tzedaka, it's not talking about the individual himself, but rather it's talking about the dalit kosos. That's the plural that we're talking about. V'leka l'meimah di yifchasu adalit kosos koi. Meaning that the individual shouldn't have fewer than dalit kosos. Dimkein havale lemisnei arba kosos below mem. Because in that case, says Tosfos, it should have said lo yifchasu arba kosos shalayin. Why does it say lo yifchasu me arba kosos shalayin? I'm not sure what he means by this. You have to say me arba kosos shalayin. That's how you talk in Hebrew. I'm not sure what he means. Whether it's referring to the dalakosos or it's talking about gabbai tzedaka, it means the gabbai tzedaka shouldn't give him less than dalakosos, or he shouldn't drink less than dalakosos. I'm not sure why, if it's referring to the dalakosos that the odom is drinking, why you wouldn't have to say mei arbakosos. This line of Tosfos, I'm not 100% sure what he had in mind. Okay, but Tosfos has two rayas why yifchasu is going on gabbai tzedaka. He has one raya. He says his girsa. I mean, he had a girsa. His gores lo yifchasu and not vilo yifchasu. But also the fact that it doesn't say lo yifchos in the singular. That's the Raya of Tosis. And the Rashbam brings the Raya from the Mishnah in Peah, Hein Pochas in La'oni Ha'over Mimakom L'Makom. Similar lashons, it sounds like we're talking about Gaboy Tzedakah. Adds Tosfos, V'hadika Amar min Atamchoi lo yimna milakabel kedei lakayim arba kosas. What is afilu min Atamchoi? V'lo yifchasu lo me'arba kosas shal yayin afilu min Atamchoi. The Gaboy Tzedakah should not hold back from giving the ani v'dalek kosas afilu min Atamchoi. What is that? So Tosfos says, min Atamchoi means lo yimna milakabel kedei lakayim arba kosas. Lo yimna milakabel, the ani shouldn't hold back from taking money from the Gaboy Tzedakah, even min Atamchoi. What's going on over here? What's Tosfos saying? He just told us V'lo Yifchasu is going on the Gaboy Tzedakah, so what, he's shifting gears in the middle? V'lo Yifchasu lo me arba kosos shal yayin. The Gaboy Tzedakah shouldn't give him less than dalek kosos shal yayin. Afilu min Atamchoi, and the ani should even take from the Tamchoi. What does this line of Tosfos mean? The Marsha says he thinks that Tosis is alluding to something that the Mordechai writes. Let's take a look at this Mordechai and then we'll pedal back to the Marsha. Mordechai on Daf Lamed Daled. Daf Lamed Daled Omer Gimel in the Mordechai. Mordechai says like this. V'afilu ha-mesparnis min ha-tamchoi d'haynu oni sheba'aniyim. We know the one who's mispanis in the Tamchoi is the most poor. There's the Kupa Shel Tzedaka, and there's the Tamchoi, that's the plate that we give, the plate of Tzedaka we give to the Aniyim. He's Oni Sheba Aniyim. Who's able to take from the Tamchoi? Ditna b'meseches peya mishiyesh lo mazon be'esudos lo yito min ha-Tamchoi. Someone who has mazon be'esudos can't take from the Tamchoi. They used to have mazon of shtei sudos every day. So it means a person who has enough to eat for today can't take from the Tamchoi. So anyone who takes on the Tamchoi is desperately poor. He doesn't even have enough food for one day. Mikol Makom says the Mordechai im lo yitnu gaboy tzedaka yimkar malbusha v'avur dalek kosos. He quotes this perish. Someone has this perish that afilu min Atamchoi means even someone who's mispanis from a Tamchoi. So he's an oniyorid. He's a very poor person. Nevertheless, even if the gaboy tzedaka don't give him enough for dalek kosos, he has to be mochem albushev. He has to sell his clothing in order to get dalakosos. Says the Mordechai v'lonira l'Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel says this is a very difficult parish. The Ma'akam Ashmalam. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Kevin the mechuyev b'dalakosos. Mali osher mali oni. If he's mechuyev in dalakosos, so mali osher mali oni. He has to get the dalakosos. If you tell me that he has to get the dalakosos, then of course he has to get the dalakosos. It's a very strange question. Right? Because there's a very big difference between an usher and an ani. We just said, according to this parish, that he has to be mocher ksuso. He has to be mocher malbushev to get the dalakosos. We don't find that in other mitzvahs. Maybe regarding one mitzvah. Which mitzvah do we find that you have to be mocher ksuso to do the mitzvah? Ner Chanukah. But normally we say, I'm a vazbez, al yivazbez, yosem echomesh. You don't have to spend more than a fifth of your parnas, a fifth of your money. So, Rabbeinu Yechiel's kasha, his first kasha is Mama Shapella. My kamash from a pshita? That's not a pshita at all. The Rashbam says it too. The Rashbam says that even if the Gabay Tzedaka don't give the ani money for the dalek kosos, he has to be mochem al bushav, he has to be mechazer al apsachim. Okay. Even if the halacha is true, but it's not a pshita. It's not a pshita. I don't know. That's a difficult kasha. But the old kasha, he says, the mashma the koya Gabay Tzedaka, shiit no lomina tamchoi. The koy alo yifchasu. Oh, that's our kasha. The above of the Mishnah says v'lo yifchasu lo me'arba kosos shal yayin afilu min ha-tamchoi. So if you say v'lo yifchasu is going on the gabay tzedakah, so afilu min ha-tamchoi is going on the gabay tzedakah. So what kind of a parish is this that afilu min ha-tamchoi is saying that even if the gabay tzedakah don't give him money, he still has to be mechazel apsochem and to be mochem albush in order to be mekayim dal kosos. That's what this means to say. We're talking about the gabay tzedakah. Rabbi Yechiel says, no, I'll tell you a different pshat here. It's a different pshat. We're not talking about someone who doesn't have mazon shtei sudas. I know you were confused. The Mishnah says, afilu min ha-tamchoi. So you think someone who's getting from the tamchoi doesn't have mazon shtei sudas. So we're talking about such an individual. So we're talking about such an individual. It's taka posha that the gabay tzedakah have to give him the money. Right? If he deserves the tamchis, the dalet sudas, is dalet kosas is part of the suda of the seder nights. Of course, they have to give him enough for dalet kosas. So the first parish says, no, we're not talking about gabay tzedakah. The chiddush is that even if the gabay tzedakah don't give him, he has to be mechazer al psachim. Zokter ben Achil, no, we're talking about the gabay tzedakah. V'lo yivchasu lo midalet kol shelayin is referring to the gabay tzedakah, so afilu min atamchi is also talking about gabay tzedakah. So what's the chiddush? We're talking about someone who taka has mazon shtrei sudas. So he really doesn't deserve to take from the tamchui. Zok the Mishnah, the Gaboy Tztoko should give him even min atamchui. If he doesn't have enough for Dalet Kosos, even if he has Mazon Shtei Sudas, let's say he has Mazon Shtei Sudas for the Seder, but not enough for Dalet Kosos, they should give him even min atamchui. Achidish. Myrish Yeshlo Mazon Be Sudos, Varmina Mish Yeshlo Be Sudos, Lo Yitum min atamchui. Vimlo Beshul Dalet Kosos, Lo Hoya Nizkak Likach min atamchui. The Gaboy Tztoka have to give him even from the Tamchui. That's the Chiddush. That the Gaboy Tztoka have to give him even in a Tamchui. A person who normally wouldn't be worthy of receiving from the Tamchui, the Gaboy Tztoka have to give him even in a Tamchui. That's the Chiddush. Not that the Chiddush is he has to be Shol al Apsachim. The Chiddush is the Gaboy Tztoka have to give him even if he has Mazon Shtei Sudas. Not that he has to be Shol if he doesn't have Mazon Shtei Sudas, so they'll give him from the Tamchui, but if they're not going to give him for the Dalet Kosos, he has to be Shol al Apsachim. No, even if he has Mazon Shtei Sudas, to give him for the Dalet Kosos, if he's missing just Dalet Kosos, then you give him even from the Tamchui. That's Taka Chiddush. So comes the Marsha and he says, I think that's Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hadika Amar Min Atamchui, Lo yimna milakabel kedei lakayim arba kosos. What does that mean? Not that the oni has to be shola psalm, he has to be mochek suso. No, the oni should not hold back from taking from the tamchui. Normally a person has to be honest. He has to tell the gabay tzedakah what he has. And if the oni tells the gabay tzedakah, I have mazon shtei sudas, he should say, I can't take the dalet kosos. So just like the Rabbi Yechiel says that, no, there's a chiv on the gabay tzedakah to give to the oni, for Dalet Kosos, even if he has Mazon Shtei Sudos, he has a chiyav to give to the Ani from the Tamchui. So Tosfos talks about the other side of the coin, that the Ani is allowed to take from the Tamchui. Even if he has Mazon Shtei Sudos, he can take from the Tamchui in order to get Dalet Kosos. Okay? Not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam's Perush, Afilu min HaTamchui, is like the first parish in the Mordechai. Afilu misparnes mitamchui shel tzedakah, dainu Ani shebaniyim, Imlo Nosla Gabay Tztoka, he has to be Mochel Malbusho, or Yilvo, or Yaskir, etc. That's the Mordechai's first parish, that's the Rashbam. That it's the Chiyav on the Ani to collect money in order to get the Dalet Kosos. So, Frekter Rabbeinu Yechiel, we're talking about the Gabay Tztoka here, so why do we shift gears? The answer is no, the Chiddush is he has Mazon Shtei Sudas, so he shouldn't be able to take from the Tamchui. So comes the Mishnah and says that the Gabay Tztoka should give him even from the Tamchui in order to get Dalet Kosos, and the Ani himself is allowed to take from the Tamchui in order to have money for Dalet Kosos. Okay, this is Pshat, the Shak of Itaria in the Rishonim, in order to give Pshat in the Sugya, or to learn Pshat in the Sugya. It seems like, according to all the Rishonim, the phrase v'lo yivchasu lo is going on Gaboy Tztoka, right? That's what they say. It's just there's enough a chiddush that the Ani has to be shol al apsachim, he has to be mochek su, so if the Gaboy Tztoka is not going to give him Dalet Kosos. Right? But the basic v'lo yivchasu lo mi Dalet Kosos, that's going on Gaboy Tztoka. But there's one parish, there's one mefarish who says, no, v'lo yivchasu lo is going taka on the Ani. It's not talking about the Gaboy Tztoka. It's going on the Ani himself, that the Ani has to ensure. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is not that the Gaboy Tztoka have to make sure that the Ani has Dalet Kosos, even though that's not the main staple of the meal. But rather, the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Ani has to be Shol al Apsachim, he has to be Mochek Suso in order to get the Dalet Kosos. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's not Milsak of Urche Kamashmalan, but that's the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah. Who says that? Who says that, Perish? Rabbeinu Monoach within the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, Ein pochasin kol echa ve'echa ben anoshim ben anoshim chayav lishos b'layla zeh arbo akoso shol yayin. Ein pochasin mehem. Ein pochasin mehem. Can have less. Va'afilu ani ha'misparnis min atzdoka lo yifchasu lo me'arbo akosos. Shir kol kos mehen revias. Rambam says that everyone has to drink dalet kosos on the Seder night. Ein pochasin mehem. And in, even in an ani ha'misparnis min atzdoka lo yifchasu lo me'arbo akosos. What does that mean? So comes the Rabbeinu Menoch and he says like this. Ha'filu ani ha'misparnis min atzdoka. It's our Mishnah, right? That's basically the statement of our Mishnah. Talk to Rabbi Menoch, Kolomar, Shimlo Nostulo Gaboy Tzedaka, Yimkor Es Malbusha O Yilva, O Yaskir Es Atzo B'Shul Yayin La'Arba Kosos. What does the line in the Rambam mean? Afilu Oni Amispanis Menat Tzedaka, Lo Yifchasu Lo Me'Arba Kosos mean? What does that mean? It means if the Gaboy Tzedaka doesn't give the Oni, he has to be Mochik Suso in order to get the Dalek Kosos. That's the perish that Tosfos rejects. That's not the Rashbam. That the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is not that the Gabbai Tzedakah has to give to the Ani. Of course he has to give to the Ani. The Chiddush is that the Ani has to be Mochak Suso to get Dalek Kosos. Now where did Rabbeinu Menoch see that in the Rambam? So probably because the Lashon of the Rambam right before is Ein Pochas in Mehem. Kol Echa Ve'echa Ben Anoshim Enoshim Chayav Lishtos Balayla Zeh Arba Koso Shel Yayin Ein Pochas Mehen. Who's the Ein Pochas in Mehen going on? Ein Pochas in Mehen. The Gabbai Tzedakah? Ein Pochas in Mehen sounds like it's talking about the people who are drinking the Dalek Kosos. We don't do less. Ech Kol Echa Ve'echa has to drink these Kosos. We don't do less than that. Afilu Ani Amisparnis Menat Tzedakah. Lo yifchasu lo midalek kosos. So that's the hemshich. Ein pochas in lo, you can't have less. Now the Rambam says even. And ani amispanis minat staka can't have less. So Zok the Rabbeinu Menoch, it sounds like we're going on the ani. We're going on the person who's mekayim the mitzvah. We're not going on the gabbai staka. Interesting. So it comes out that everyone agrees with the two chidushim. The Rashbam agrees to the chidush of the Rabbeinu Menoch within the Rambam. It's just the question is, what's pshat in the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah going on? What's the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah? Is the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah the fact that the Gabbai Tzedakah have to provide the Dalek Kosos even for the Aniyim? Or is the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah the fact that the Aniyim Espanis Minat Tzedakah has to be Shoel Ksuso? Has to be Moche Ksuso, or to be Mechazer Al HaPsochem in order to get the Dalek Kosos? This is quite a Chiddush. A Chiddush that one has to borrow money, one has to collect tzedakah in order to get dalek kosos. We never find such an idea. That's, you have to collect tzedakah in order to fulfill mitzvahs. We know there's a principle, hamavaz beis al yavaz beis yosem echomesh. Someone who's spending money for a mitzvah, he shouldn't spend more than a fifth of his income. Certainly, if he's an ani, I'm a Spanish from that stock, he doesn't have to sell his clothes. He doesn't have to bishol al apsachim. Collect tzedakah? It's a very strange idea. Where did the Rishonim get this from? The Rashbam, the Rambam, they both say the same thing. It's just the Rambam learns it. Rabbeinu Menoch understands that the Rambam learned it from the Mishnah itself. It's not just an extra Chiddush. So the emes is, we know, we find this idea by Ner Chanukah too, that the Rambam writes in Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiyad Ma'od, Tzarech Odom Lizarba Kedei Lodi Anesu Lehose B'Shevach HaKel Ve'odoyalo Al Anisim Shosalonu Afilu Ein Lo Mayochal Elo Min Atzdoka Shol Amochek Suso V'lokeach Shemen V'Neiros U'Madlik. Zachiv to be Mochek Suso, to be Shol Al Apsochem, in order to get money for Neiros Chanukah. Why? Why by Neiros Chanukah? So up to the Magen Mishnah, a very famous idea. The Magen Mishnah says, you know what's special about Neiros Chanukah? Nira shalomdo mimash nisbor perek zayim elchos chametzu matzah. Shafilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yivchos midalek kosos. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam learned this halacha in Chanukah. This doesn't appear in Shas. The Rambam learned the chiyuv to be mochek suso by Ner Chanukah from dalek kosos. That's where he learned it from. What's the reason? V'hatam mishum persumei nisa. The reason is because of persumei nisa. There's a din of persumei nisa by dalek kosos. And there's a din of persumei nisa by Ner Chanukah. Zok de Magen Mishnah, v'kol shkein b'Ner Chanukah, de odiv mikiddush hayom, kamo shi yisbar b'samach. If by Dalit kosos, he has to be shoal al apsachim, he has to be mocha ksuso kol shkein by Ner Chanukah, because it's odif mikiddush hayom. You know, the Gemara says that if you only have money for kiddush of Shabbos on Ner Chanukah is odif. Right? Ner Chanukah is odif because of Pisumei Nisa. So says the Magen Mishnah, if by Dalit kosos you have to sell your clothing, kol shkein by Ner Chanukah, you should have to sell your clothing. Ner Chanukah is odif mikiddush hayom, kol shkein, you should have to sell your clothing in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The whole Magen Mishnah is very strange. The Lechem Mishnah is trouble with this Magen Mishnah. What's he talking about? Pesum and Issa. The idea of being Shaul Apsachim and being Mocha Ksusa is based on Pesum and Issa. Okay, good. Naniach. So what's the Kolshkein? What's the Kolshkein? What's he saying? Kolshkein from Dalit Kosos to Ner Chanukah? It's not a Kolshkein. It's a Memotzinu. V'hu Adinami. If Pesum and Issa is always Koveya that you have to sell your clothing, that you have to collect tzedakah for the mitzvah. So not only does it apply by Dalit Kosos, v'hu adinami, it should apply by Ner Chanukah. What's the kol shkein b'chlam? What's more, why do you have to sell your clothing in order to be mefarsem the nes? Well, because of Pesumei Nisa, you suddenly have to sell clothing? Well, what kind of a strange idea is that? We don't understand what the Magen Mishnah is saying. There are two problems with the Magen Mishnah. First of all, what's this kol shkein from Dalit Kosos to Ner Chanukah? They're equal. It's not one is not better than the other. And secondly, why is Pesumei Nisa a reason that the Rambam says that you should have to be Mochek Suso in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos? L'chora, onus Rachmana Patre. If he's an honest, he doesn't have the money, Rachmana Patre, he shouldn't have to do the mitzvah. Ha-mevazbez, al-yevazbez, yosem e-chomesh. So why should he have to sell his clothing? Comes the Avnei Nezer, and he suggests a fundamental yisod. He says, Bechlal, why should Ner Chanukah be better than Kiddush? Well, what's the idea? Ner Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa? Kiddush is also Pesumei Nisa. What is Kiddush coming to be Mepharisim? It's coming to be Mepharisim, the biggest nes in the world. The creation of the world itself. So why is Ner Chanukah only Pesumei Nisa? The Gemara says Ner Chanukah is more important than Kiddush. Kiddush is also coming to be Mepharisim. It's coming to be Mepharisim. Briyas HaOlam. It's coming to be Mepharisim, the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Zeichel Amayse Bereshis, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's also coming to be Mepharisim Nisim. So what's the big thing about Ner Chanukah, that it's other from Kiddush? Zok the Avnei Nezer, no, there's a big difference. Kiddush is a mitzvah bein Olah vein Atzma. There's no mitzvah to be Mepharisim Briyas HaOlam and to be Mepharisim Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush to other people. Yeah, I know the idea of being Mepharisim Yetzias Mitzrayim, that applies on the Seder night. But not in Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah of Kiddush bedvarim. It's beino levein atzma. You can be motzi other people, but there's no chiyuv to be mefarsem the neis of Bias HaOlam or the neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim to other people. But when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, when it comes to Dalit Kosos, there's a mitzvah v'higadat alevincha bayom mahulema. There's a mitzvah to be mefarsem Yetzias Mitzrayim to one's bnei bayis. There's a mitzvah to be mefarsem to others. That's why the Pesumei Nisa of Ner Chanukah, the Pesumei Nisa of Dalit Kosos is other from Kiddush. Because both Ner Chanukah and Dalit Kosos relate to being Mefarsem Nisim to others. Dalit Kosos is other from Kiddush. You don't have to sell your clothing for Kiddush, even though Kiddush is also coming to be Mefarsem Nes. You only have to sell your clothing to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos, because it's coming to be Mepharsim Anes to others. V'higadat alevincha, to be Mepharsim Yetzias Mitzrayim to other people. When it's coming to be Mepharsim Anes to other people, you can't say Onus Rachmana Patre. You know, if you can't say Kiddush, so a person will say, Machshava Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarif L'maisa, I have a good Machshava, I want to say Kiddush, but I'm unable to, so okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to hold it against me. But if you're coming to be Mepharsim Anes to other people, if you're not Mepharsim Anes, then they don't get the message that they're supposed to get. Onus Rachmana Patre can't apply if you're being Mepharsim the Nes to other people. So that's why when it comes to Dalit Kosos, you must be Shaul Al Psachim. You must sell your clothing in order to be Mekayim that mitzvah. And similarly, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, not only similarly, but Kol Shkein when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Because who are you Mepharsim the Nes to when it comes to Ner Chanukah? Not only to the B'nai Bayis, but even to the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. There's a double piercing. So that's what the Magen Mishnah had in mind, Kavachomer to Ner Chanukah. Dalit Kosos is a piercing to others. There's a chiyuv to be shalal apsachim, to sell one's clothing to fulfill dalit kosos, but there's even more of a chiyuv. It's a kalvachomer mishum persum enisa, to sell one's clothing to fulfill the mitzvah of Nerchanaka, because Nerchanaka not only being mefarsim the neis to your bnei bayis, but to bnei rishus harabim as well. So that's what the Rambam meant when he says dafka in these two mitzvahs there's a chiyuv to sell one's clothing, because they relate to the concept of persum enisa, as the Magen Mishnah says. And in fact, Nerchanaka is a kolshken from dalit kosos. If there's a chiyuv to someone's clothing for dalit kosos to be mefarsim the neis to one's bnei bayis, so certainly there's a chiyuv to someone's clothing to be mefarsim the neis even to the bnei rishus harabim by the mitzvah of Nechanaka. And that's why Nechanaka and dalit kosos are both other from Kiddush, because Kiddush there is no persume nisa to others. Avada, you are declaring that you believe in Briyasa Olam, you believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's a mitzvah bein olav ein atzma. So by mitzvahs bein olav ein atzma, all the other mitzvahs besides Nechanaka and dalit kosos, there would be no chiyuv for a person to sell his clothing, to collect stock in order to fulfill the mitzvah.